only thing necessary to do this podcast is for good men and women to tell stories. I am simply a mouthpiece for good people around the world who want to put them in a sauce. And now that you've double-checked to make sure you're playing the right podcast, you now know why a branding intro is important. I've always wanted to do an episode like this, but to be honest, I'm not really sure if this is going to be interesting.
Because I'm going to explain how intros are born.
This is Season 2, Episode 6.
Intros are songs too.
I try to make it as easy as possible when you order a song off the website. It's set up in a way that you don't have to know anything about music. So I ask different types of questions for different types of songs. When it comes to the intro, really the only question I ask is, what kind of mood are you looking for? I'll give you a few boxes to check, like joyful, lighthearted, epic, and of course you can always insert your own. So that's the reason why you'll hear a lot of the same answers. So for this episode, I went back through all the emails and the conversations I've had with clients about their intros. And I'll say my wife and I do not have what it takes to be vocal actors, so I apologize.
Hector, thanks. Hector, thanks. That new info helped narrow down. Thanks. This is so dumb. I hate doing this. Thanks. Thanks, that new info helped. Thanks, that new...
It's just going to be an outtakes episode.
Although these emails are real, they have been edited for this podcast. You will hear Shane as himself and his wife as the podcasters. The Pints and Puzzles Podcast.
So what kind of vibe are you thinking?
That is an excellent question. So full transparency, originally I asked the guy on Fiverr to do a Creepy Truth and Justice vibe. LOL, Grant.
These are some really bad spelling errors. This says LOL, Grant it, Thist was back before.
LOL, granted, that was back before you were on board, but that was what I liked. What I'd love to have people hear the theme music.
Oh, gosh.
What I'd love to have people hear with the theme music when they think of the podcast.
Jeez, this makes no sense. I don't know you, TJ, but you might have been drunk. Oh, jeepers. Okay. I'm going to assume that what he meant was, is the creepy Truth and Justice vibe, I think is what he meant to say.
So full transparency, originally I asked the guy on Fiverr to do a Creepy Truth and Justice vibe. That's what I'd like the people to think of when they hear the podcast. LOL, granted, that was before you were on board, but that's what I liked. Just like I do with the Truth and Justice. My only real must-have is I still want my kids' vocals in it like it is now. If you remember Unsolved Mysteries, that vibe probably is it.
Okay, why don't you send me that audio file and I'll see what I can do. My first thought was a little bit more of a quirky, lighter vibe, considering your name and logo. Since you like the quote-unquote in-your-face T&J, I'll start that with a Pints and Puzzles overtone. The show with Robert Stack?
Oh my goodness. How do you and your clients get anything done?
Well, he was Twitter messaging me.
Oh.
So as he was typing something...
You were typing
something. I was typing something.
Why didn't you guys email?
I know.
This is ridiculous. Do you want to say that question again?
The show with Robert Stack?
LOL, yeah. I'm 36, so that was a huge part of my childhood. Okay, so how about this? Bob Ruff meets Unsolved Mysteries in a six-pack. LOL.
Ha, huh. Okay. Do you want me to mix in the kids' vocals?
Yeah, that's a must, and in the order I have it, preferably. I'll send the kids' vocals when I get home. Put them in a song at gmail.com.
Thumbs up emoji. Yep. Sent you a first take.
No way, already? Let me check. First, this is an awesome start. Second, only a couple little things, if that's cool.
As many changes as it takes, man.
My wife said maybe add the beer sound after What's a Podcast and then blow it up, which isn't a bad idea. I personally would like a little more on the quote, find me a podcast, because I liked that. But I also really like that you mix the two kids there. When something isn't sitting right with me, with the whistle around 6-7 seconds, but I can't put my finger on it. Maybe slightly lower pitch? I don't know what it is. Sorry, not super helpful. By the way, so different having a sound guy do it than Fiverr. Awesome start.
Huh. I'll help you put a finger on it. It's a bit out of tune with the rest. We'll call that a creative risk I took. I figured a melody throughout would help people remember and maybe whistle in their head. So the Find Me a Podcast is the second clip before the beat drops?
Yeah, I think you were going more UFO, but it sounded more Jungle Game. Don't take that offensively.
It's fine. I really don't get offended. It's custom, it's the job, back and forth.
Okay, cool. Can you add a couple seconds of lead into, or is that a pain in the ass? And yeah, the second clip where my oldest, not that that matters, goes, quote, find me a podcast. I'd almost rather have that louder and cut out the second podcast. I might be being too picky though, huh? Love the guitar, but you knew that, lol.
Were you thinking the bottle opening should be between the first and the second clip?
Yeah, like What's a Podcast? Half breath, then bottle cap, then full breath, then, quote, find me a podcast. As it fades up, then bam. Hopefully that all made sense, lol. In my non-musical sense.
Second take sent.
Dude, you were quick. Sorry, phone died. That is f***ing amazing, man.
After listening to it with semi-fresh ears, I may adjust levels to quote-unquote, you're listening to my dad, to bring that up a bit. Any other changes you hear?
Can you add one more loop or whatever between my dad and my dad's show is the best? Only because then I can use it for promo too.
Yep. Anything else?
That was seriously amazing. I'll let you make the call if the bottle cap should be at the end too. Or if it's too much. I'm seriously blown away. Though I shouldn't be because of TNJ, but still.
I can do that. You want it at the beginning and the end?
Do you think that's too much? I'd be happy either way. Can't decide.
I'd put it at the end because that's essentially the beginning of your podcast. It starts with pints.
I just listened to it with over-the-ear headphones. Holy shit.
Jeez.
Which normally isn't a, quote, professional response, but is a big compliment in your line of work.
That's the one?
I think so. Let me listen a couple more times. Yup, I think that's it. My wife was like giddy excited about it, so that says it all to me. And kids love it too. Amazing work, man.
Great to hear, man. Send in the WAV file now. Like I said before, thanks for supporting and encouraging people and their work.
What's the podcast?
Find me a podcast.
You missed me to my dad. My dad show is the best.
Notes from the Attic Podcast.
What's the mood you're going for?
Joy, thoughtful, epic, lighthearted.
Anything else we should know?
Brand new podcast interviewing people, initially older people, about their life experience.
Good news, your intro's finished. If you like this style and vibe, I want to have a vocalist record the vocals because these are just samples I found. Let me know which direction to go. Also, the welcome back vocals are just an example of what I had in mind. I figured you could record it and I could mix it in.
I like where you're going with this. Like old-time radio DJ plug transitioning into a song. This could be a nice transition for the background vocals too. Can you make the vocals more, quote, old school radio sounding? I was originally thinking no vocals so I could use it in a trailer, but I like the balance because it's more like background vocals. Can you put cheesy radio DJ effects over it too? After listening to it a bunch, I actually like your voice in it better than mine. Like you are the announcer or the guy who does the plugs for the radio.
Are you wanting cheesy modern effects on the vocals or more old time DJ?
I'm thinking old school radio show on the intro and just plain old school on the backing. Unless you are feeling something else, then run with it.
Any closer? If you'd like to write out a short radio intro, I'll record that instead. I was trying to mimic the tone of Abbott and Costello.
So my real test is playing it for my wife. Based on her reaction, I'd say you nailed it. I played it for her and she had a physical reaction, positive. Originally, I thought the singing was too loud, but Erin, my wife, pointed out that was kind of the style back in the 50s. You never cease to amaze, my friend. I assume you're going to do this anyway, but could you smooth out the transition from your DJ and the vocals?
Wasn't exactly sure what you meant by smoothing out the transition, but I made it feel like the DJ was right on beat leading in. Flow's good now. Anything else?
I don't know how you do it, man, but you really do some pretty amazing magic, especially being that I didn't give you much to work off of. You really do have skills that are really hard to describe to people on Twitter. So far, my immediate family, kids too, love both. Can't wait to share this with everyone when the podcast launches. Seriously, thank you so much for your work.
Thanks, brother. Let me know if I need to change something closer to the release date. It's always a pleasure. Can't wait to listen to this podcast. I think it's a great idea.
You're listening to America's favorite program, Notes from the Attic.
Inside the Uniform Podcast.
Hello, I've become familiar with your work through several podcasts that you do work with. Truth and Justice, Off Duty, Pints and Puzzles. I'm ready to jump and have custom intro music done. Could you contact me at the listed email or cell phone so we can put something together? I wouldn't even know where to start, so I look forward to putting something together with you, Jay.
Hey Jay, thanks for contacting me. The process is really easy. Just let me know the ideas you have for the music and I'll create it. If not, a little about your podcast will do. The purpose of the podcast, mood, what would you like the music to do, etc. Let me know how I can help. Here's a link to the custom music page on my website.
Okay, I'm very familiar with your work. That is what makes it so hard to figure out what style of music I want. I want it to be upbeat and current. I have a very eclectic taste in music, so it makes it hard to hammer a specific genre down. So the podcast is Inside the Uniform. It's available on Apple Podcasts, and my host is Audioboom. I also have a Facebook, Inside the Uniform. The focus of the podcast is personalizing people that wear a uniform. We focus on public servants, but essentially, if people wear a uniform, then I want to learn about them and what makes them tick. My wife tells me all the time, I have never met a stranger. So I will put it in your lap and see what you come up with. I was thinking an intro and maybe a bump track. P.S. Love the Root Note. I'm a follower, an avid listener, and fan. Keep up the good work there and in the other projects you've knocked it out of the park on.
Okay, sounds good. If you go to the link I sent you earlier, it will allow you to add a branding intro and a mood track to the cart. Since you just need a bump, 5 to 10 seconds, I'll go ahead and do a bump and outro with the mood track. Once I receive the order, I'll get started on the intro first. And when we get the vibe you like, then I'll create the rest.
Sounds good. I am working on the ambulance tonight. I'll try and put that together tonight, but definitely in the morning. It's in. Can't wait to work with you on this.
What's the mood you're going for?
Joy, lighthearted.
Would you like to send us a link to your project?
Yes. Inside the Uniform, you can find it on Apple Podcast.
Anything else we need to know?
The podcast is meant to be upbeat and positive. Also fond of beach music. Jimmy Buffett. Not sure what else to say.
Here's what I came up with so far. A little country, a little beachy, uplifting, and positive. Let me know what you think.
Thanks, Shane. I'm at the hospital working tonight. I will chat with my wife in the morning and get back to you. So my wife listened, and she is pregnant, so getting straight answers from her is difficult. She asked about lyrics. I told her we hadn't discussed that, and I'm really not sure what you would use for lyrics. I like what you have done. Her only other note was she thought it should seem fuller. I don't know what that means, but I'm hoping it is a term you are familiar with, and it is just not in my vocabulary. Sorry for the delay. It's been a busy few days at work.
I can make it fuller. I'll play around with it today.
I don't know if this will help, but my guests are primarily public servants, police, fire, EMS. So I don't know if some subtle sirens, dispatch, radio sounds would be cool. I don't know. Just spitballing.
How's this? I will probably want to turn the siren down in the final mix. I learned my lesson that people hate sirens on podcasts. But this is an intro, so I think it's a little different.
Shane, I love it. My wife loves it. Balance it all out, and it sounds like we have an intro. Thank you.
Bless you, go ahead.
It's inside the uniform. Hustlin' in Heels podcast.
Music. Not sure how to describe a, quote, walking into a boardroom sound, but the click of heels would probably be included. Upbeat and feminine, with a definite undertone of bad mood. Mixture of powerful but feminine. We aren't hard-nosed corporate women, but we aren't ballerinas dancing around either. We get stuff done in a way that is uplifting and inclusive, but also headstrong and confident. Mission. Yes, you can have it all. Celebrating women who work it.
Here's what I came up with for the intro so far. MP3 is attached. I love your walking into a boardroom idea. I also went with a modern classical badass vibe. It has a clean, in-your-face, stomp-down-the-hall feel. Let me know what you think. Once we nail the intro, we can get started on the other music to complement your brand.
We absolutely love it. You nailed it. No changes necessary. We've listened to it a dozen or so times, and it's perfect.
Podcast.
I'm going to send you something I wrote in regards to the idea behind the podcast to give you some context when creating the music. I fully trust your genius abilities and musical sense when creating new music for this one. In a nutshell, I want the music to have the feeling of a campfire and people telling stories and a little bit of a nostalgia and small town feel. We offer the fire, you offer the stories. We believe that the memories of our loved ones and the stories of our small town should be recorded and saved and added to for the future fire tenders. We provide a virtual repository, a digital fire, if you will, to keep those memories alive and share them with those who would love to sit around the fire with the storyteller, if only time and place would allow. And, just like at a real campfire, those who know you and love you can add to your story and jump in with details to add even more color to the narrative. Everyone has a story to tell and people who would love to hear it. Let's save those memories from fading into the embers. We'll keep the fire going, just pull up a chair and tell us your story.
After reading this, I thought it would be cool to have the intro sound like the listener is around the campfire when they press play. Let me know what you think.
Keep the fire going all night. Put another log on, all right. Throw in another story. Life gets chilly. Fire keeps memories.
Love the fire crackle. I'm thinking less southern twang-ish and more Paul Simon's America kind of feel. Love where this is going though, great start.
Okay, no problem. Do you like the around the campfire vibe or do you want something more polished?
Can we try something just instrumental with the fire crackle in the background? Maybe something like you'd hear on a Ken Burns documentary. That probably sounds totally random.
I think the folky slash Americana would fit better than a polished vibe. I also think after reading the idea behind the podcast, something a little less driving would work best. Something more relaxing and easy?
Sure. Let's go with something instrumental that's a little Americana.
What do you think about these two? Intro 2 is probably too country for the sound you want, so I made intro 3 just in case. Let me know.
I like the third option the best so far, but I found this clip and I was wondering if we could make it a clean and simple sounding chord like the first 30 seconds of this song. And include the fire. I think just the music to start and then fade to just the fire crackle and nighttime bug and frog noises. It is the sounds that you hear at 3 a.m. when everyone is about, quote, storied out, and that round of stories has been completed, as opposed to the fire crackle the whole way through.
How's this?
Perfection! Thank you so much.
Academy Radio Podcast.
What's the mood you're going for?
Joy, epic, lighthearted. I love the song you did for the Off Duty podcast. I'd like something similar to that with you singing.
Would you like to send us a link to your project?
Yes. www.brotherhoodacademyradio.com.
Anything else we should know?
We want an upbeat song with a somewhat serious note. We would like a short mention of the two hosts, something about how we grew up together and we were in diapers together. Something funny about that, maybe. The whole idea of the podcast is that the volunteer fire service is a dying breed, and we want to bring it back to full force. So, a dying breed is a quote we'd like in the song somewhere. Please feel free to message me with any questions and other details you may need. I really like the style of Bob's.
Okay, will do. I sent your intro over today to the email you provided, just letting you know in case you don't check it regularly.
Okay, I will take a look. I've listened to it over and over, and only two things stand out that maybe we could tweak. Could we change the, quote, they grew up together in diapers, to, quote, they've been friends since they were in diapers? Also, I like the repeating, quote, Brotherhood Academy, but could we have somewhere in the song, quote, Brotherhood Academy Radio? Other than that, I'm super impressed, and the song has actually been stuck in my head, which is what I was looking to have happen.
Sure, I'll get you that take tomorrow. Thanks.
Fantastic. I really appreciate what you do. Hey, Shane, one more thing. Could we change, quote, fighting a dying breed to, quote, fighting for a dying breed? We actually may use that as our tagline.
I emailed you the revisions. Gotta say, it's been stuck in my head all week. LOL.
Haha, been in my head all day. I will check it when I get home from work. Thank you.
No problem.
It's absolutely perfect. Let's run with it.
Brotherhood Academy. With Nick and Paul. Brotherhood Academy. Enjoy the show. Brotherhood Academy Radio. They've been friends since they were in diapers, so they have the same heart to be. Volunteer firefighters. Brotherhood Academy. Fight for a dying breed.
Strange Skies Podcast.
I'm launching a podcast in January called Our Strange Skies. It's about UFO sightings and encounters throughout American history.
What's the mood you're going for?
Epic. Looking for a cross between Creedence Clearwater's revivals, It Came from the Sky, and Radiohead's Subterranean Homesick Alien. A mix of American rock and a kind of cosmic sound. Order is placed. Can't wait to work with you, man. I'm excited for this.
Great, man. Me too. If it's okay with you, I'll get started on it tomorrow after scoring Truth and Justice. It's just a bit more time sensitive. Thank you for understanding. This will be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Rob, I had time today to get something down. Before I went too far with it, let's see what you think.
Dude, this sounds great. Love it so far.
Great. Why don't you take this evening and take some notes on what you'd like to hear more or less of? Also, I had the idea, if you want, to say a little intro. I can add that as beginning. Maybe put some alien-type effects on it. It's all up to you, man.
Hey, Shane, I listened to the song quite a few times yesterday and even this morning. What I love about it is that at the beginning, it sounds like a UFO landing, and at the end, it sounds like it's taking off. I love the drop in the beginning going into the riff. I would say, at the beginning, emphasize that descending sound before it kicks into the riff, and at the end, if you could make it sound like it's rising up again. The theme seems perfect, man. You knocked it out of the park. I'm going to avoid any vocal on it, but I was wondering if at the end, as it sounds like the UFO is rising off, could you introduce a singing saw at the end of it and give it the old school effects of it flying off? Dude, really loving this so far. I'm bragging to people that I have a theme song. You're doing solid work. Can't wait to hear the next iteration.
Yep, no problem. I'll tighten it up and make those changes. How's this one, Rob?
Dude, that's perfect. I love it.
Typical Daddy Podcast.
What's the mood you're going for?
Intense.
Intense.
Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah.
Intense.
Would you like to send us a link to your project?
Yes, typicaldaddy.com.
Anything else we should know?
Our podcast is about providing information for dads about dad's stuff and raising kids, and insight for moms about the minds of fathers. We would like the music to reflect that we are guys, something tough and rugged.
Good news. Your intro and outro track are done. They are attached below. I put a build at the beginning of the intro and figured it'd be a good spot to say, for example, quote, "Welcome back to the Typical Daddy Podcast." Hope this is a good start.
You nailed the intro. It is perfect as is. Great job by you and your team.
What's the mood you're going for?
Intense.
Anything else we should know?
Hi, Shane. This is Hector from the Typical Daddy Podcast. This new intro is for another podcast we will be producing called the Awareness Podcast. It will be about raising awareness about issues like cyberbullying, suicide, domestic violence, cancer, etc. Basically, any issue that people want to raise awareness about. We will be telling the stories of victims and advocates. The podcast will have a thoughtful yet intense tone. The launch is a few months away as we are beginning to get the whole website ready and start soliciting for stories. I will be requesting an outro as well.
Hector, you've done this before, so you know to say what you love and hate. I took a chance on this to make it a little darker because of the subject matter of your podcast. Tell me what you think, man. P.S. I figured we would get a good vibe down for the intro before I start the outro.
Hi, Shane. Not feeling this one. Too, quote, African tribe-ish. I'm cool with getting the intro down first. I'm okay with a dark/serious tone as well.
Okay, no problem. Are you okay with the slower tempo, or would you like more rock/upbeat?
Slower is fine. Some of the awareness topics will be upbeat and inspiring as well. The podcast will be a platform to tell stories and help causes raise money.
Thanks, that new info helped narrow it down for me. Upbeat and inspiring. You'll notice the alarm and alarm-type sound throughout for a sense of urgency for your topics and the importance of action. The second take is attached.
We have a winner. Amazing. Great work.
Be sure to listen tomorrow for a special release, part 2, with Bob Ruff. I will leave you with this, though. A software company reached out to me and asked if I could do an intro for their promo video. They wanted to do a spoof on the intro of Arrested Development. My reply was, I can make it sound similar, but legally I can't copy somebody else's music. They were understanding of that, and they wrote a script for me. And this is a take before I decided to change music up a little bit, because it sounded a little too exact. Now the story of an open source software company that wanted to shed the shackles on Microsoft Windows, and the one executive who had no choice but to bring Windows compatibility to Mac OS. This is the Code Weavers team. Note has been brought to you by Put Them in a Song, in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.